Hi everyone and welcome to Lit Radio Podcast. I'm Thea and today I'm joined by Camille Kring, the author of Chrono Leadership, How to Create Healthier and More Productive Rhythms in Your Work and Life. Camille holds a Master's of Science in Engineering and a PhD in Work-Life Balance from the Technical University of Denmark. As the founder of Super Navigators, she has spent the last two decades empowering individuals to navigate their lives while helping organizations create flexible, inclusive work cultures that accommodate different chronotypes and family structures. Her insights have been featured in the New York Times, the BBC, and the Guardian. She is the author of 6 books and a TEDx speaker. In Chrono Leadership, Camille will give us both the theory and the framework to create a workplace that supports morning and evening people equally. She claims that everyone interested in creating a fairer, more inclusive and productive culture needs to know about Chrono Leadership. Well, hi Camille, it's a great pleasure to have you with us on a Lit Radio podcast. I'm very excited to speak with you about your book, Chrono Leadership, because it's on a topic I'm very interested in. So first of all, how are you today?
I'm very well, and how are you? And thank you for the invitation.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm very well as well, thank you. So my first question is, why did you decide to write the book?
In our society, there are actually more late risers than early risers. And society prizes early risers, organization favors early risers. And I'm not a morning person myself. I'm a more an afternoon and evening person. And there are more late risers than early risers in our society. 80% of the population are woken up by an alarm clock. And it comes with a price to fake an early rise. So how can we create organization supporting our diversity in chronotypes? Some people are early chronotypes, they go to bed early and get up early, and other people are late chronotypes and going to bed later and get up later. There is a lot of chronotypes. It's just when we talk about morning persons and evening persons, early chronotypes and late chronotypes.
Absolutely. And before we talk more about all of that, and because this is a book podcast, could you share with us what was the writing process like for you? So that might be quite useful for someone who is thinking of writing a business book today.
It's my 6th book. Chrono Leadership is my 6th book. I'm based here in Copenhagen and I'm Danish. And I have been writing books in Danish, and I also have another English book called Life Navigation, Tools to Improve Your Work-Life Balance. And Chrono Leadership is my 2nd book in English. And it's actually a life mission for me. I found an organization called the Bee Society back in 2006, working for later starting times in schools and workplaces. So I would say this writing process, you know, maybe started in 2006. I love to read. I read a lot of books, and I think you need to read a lot before you write. And my writing process when I'm writing books is that I go away, for example, for a week, and the only focus I have is writing. And I have my best writing energy in the afternoon and evening. I start writing around 2 p.m. and then I finish around midnight. And then I write every day from Monday to Sunday. And I love to write in old buildings. But my writing process is to write in the afternoon and evening. I also wrote my PhD 20 years ago in the afternoon and evening. So that's my peak time for writing.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. And of course, it relates to the topic of the book. You really have to know what's the best time for you to work to be as productive as possible. But having said that, why do society and organizations favor early risers?
Then we have this, you know, working 9 to 5, check in and check out and sell our hours in the industrial work. So we have also a lot of rhythm. One rhythm is from the Agrarian Society. We have Benjamin Franklin saying, early to bed and early to rise, that makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. The early bird catches the worm. There is a lot of thinking from the Agrarian Society that we had to get up and get something out of the day. In the industrial society, over 80% of a company's value was material. It was buildings and machine, and people had to fit in to one rhythm at one place, and it was the way we could create value. But in today's society, 90% of a company's value is intangible. And that's also why it makes sense to adapt time rhythms and time structures to different chronotypes, because it's a way where we can actually unite a high level of life quality with productivity and also improve health in the workplace. But we have some thinking from the agrarian society and also from the industrial society that favors early rises. Research shows that just by showing up early at a workplace, you are perceived as more committed and you get higher performance evaluations.
Well, I think that's very interesting. And does it also mean that employers, they are biased towards the late risers?
Yes. And it's called early riser bias, that leaders have this bias towards early risers, that just by being an early riser, coming into the workplace earlier, you are perceived as more committed and getting higher performance evaluations. So it's something we should work with. Is one of the steps when we talk about chrono leadership is to create a chrono inclusive work culture. And the first step there is also as a leader to be aware about your circadian bias, or if you have this early riser bias, because people are different, or they are different, and we also peak at different times of the day. Some people are morning people, some people are more afternoon, have peak times in the afternoon, some people in the evening, and other people later in the night. But how can we create workplaces, knowledge workplaces, where people can get more autonomy in when they're working? And research shows that when we feel we have more control over our time, it's also where we can improve our well-being and life satisfaction. And there's a lot of productivity in working at times where you peak mentally.
Yeah, but you did say that, well, a lot of employers, they prefer early risers because they think they're more committed and also they receive better performance scores. So for those who are actually late risers, you say that actually 80% of people, they have to wake up using an alarm clock. So what's the price they pay to fake an early riser?
You pay a price with your health. And I will also say that if you as a company, want to force your employees to start early hours, you can also lose a lot of productivity. Because if you are a late riser, in the research of chronobiology, we call it late chronotypes. And there are more late chronotypes than early chronotypes in our population. So if you force people to start early at the workplace, you lose a lot of productivity, because people are not very productive at that time. So it is also about how can we create this chrono-inclusive work culture, and also change some of the limiting beliefs about the chronobiology. And chrono leadership is about how we can use the knowledge of chronobiology to implement healthier and more productive rhythms in the workplace.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great world for all of us to live in. So let's talk a little bit about how we can achieve it and what companies and organizations can do. But before we do that, let's look at the title of the book, which is Chrono Leadership. So how do we define that?
Prana leadership is a combination of prana biology and leadership. And chrono biology is research. Chrono means time, so is the biology of time. We are born with an internal clock telling us when to sleep and when to be awake. And the reason why we have an internal clock is to synchronize us to the Earth's rotation around its own axis. So circadian means approximately 24 hours. So when is day and when is night? So it's when you are sleeping, when you are awake. So chrono leadership is about how we can live more and live and work more in sync with our circadian clock, our internal clock. If you are an early riser, if you are a late riser, or if you are in between, and how you can get more autonomy over your time, your work time, so you can work and live more in sync with your biology.
Well, as I said before, that sounds absolutely great. But what can companies do to be more inclusive of late risers and also people in between?
From the industrial society, we have what I call industrial comparison principle. It is from the model from 1919, where we defined we should have 8 hours of working, 8 hours of spare time, and 8 hours of sleeping. And this industrial comparison principle means that if I'm working 8 hours, then you should also work 8 hours. So how to create a chrono-inclusive work culture is also that we change some of this industrial comparison principle. For example, if you start later, let's say you come into a workplace 10 past 9 in the morning, and then people are saying to you, well, are you joining us today? Those sarcastic comments are creating a lot of guilt in people, shame, and people feel that they have to explain themselves. So one step to create a more chrono-inclusive work culture is that we start by giving people some knowledge about chronobiology. That you, for example, look into what is an early chronotype. If you are an early chronotype, then you are a morning person, you have the best energy in the morning, you have top performed at midday, you feel the day is over at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe even before, you always wake up early. Even if it's Friday evening and you go to bed late, you also wake up early Saturday and Sunday. If you are a late chronotype, if you are more an evening person, you have your best energy often after 10 a.m. And a lot of B persons are peaking mentally in the afternoon or evening, and some people in the night. So when you have this knowledge about people's chronotype, you can, for example, in your team, map all the chronotypes in your team. I have been working with teams where they are active 22 hours out of 24 hours. Some people are working at 1 o'clock in the night. Other people are working at 4 o'clock in the morning. And if you have this knowledge in your team, you can decide when should we work together and when should we work separately? And how can we create also a social acceptance for differences in when we are working and where we are working, and so we can be more in sync with our circadian clocks?
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. If you actually know what type of chronotype everyone you work with is, then it would be quite easier to be understanding of people's behavior, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great. And so I think we've already touched on that a little bit, but could you share what would be the benefits that we would see in companies if people were allowed to work flexible hours according to their chronotype?
If you can work more in sync with your circadian clock, your chronotype, Then you can improve the health of the employees and well-being, and also you can get higher productivity. When people are working at times where they peak mentally, they're also more productive. And you are born with a circadian clock. It's not something you choose. And when 90% of a company's value is intangible, it makes sense to design time structures and time rhythms around people's chronotypes. It's a way that we can unite high level of productivity with high level of life quality and also improve people's health.
Well, yeah, I think it's very interesting what you say about people's inner clock. It's well, circadian clock. It's not something that you can change. It's something that you're born with. And I feel a lot of people are not really aware of that. So I think it's a very interesting point, actually, and a very important one for this whole topic. But apart from the workplace, you also talk in the book about our current school system, because we know what the school system is. The children, they go to school quite early in the morning. Very early, actually, in some countries. So do you think that's actually productive, or should we change it?
We should change the school system. The school system is also a part of this industrial society. We changed a lot of the rhythms in the school system because of the industrial society, where we also had to fit into a system and start early and check in and check out and sell our hours. Research shows that young people are late risers. They are late chronotypes. And researchers believe it's because of the hormone testosterone that we are becoming later, going to bed later and get up later. Men are most late chronotype when they are 21 years old, and women are most late chronotypes when they are 19 and a half years old. So it's independent of what chronotype you are born with. It's changing when we are young, and therefore we need to create later starting times in schools, because later starting times in schools give more sleep to the students and also higher grades, better performance. When you sleep better, you can also learn better and you can perform better. Even in societies without electricity, researchers have found out that they have a language for their teenagers, that they go to bed later and get up later. So it is a change when we are young, the brain development, body development, that we are becoming later, and therefore our time structures and time rhythms in the educational system must adapt and implement later starting times in the educational system.
Yeah, again, something very interesting. And I'm just interested, are there any research that can prove that starting school late may actually lead to better results? Is that something that we can actually prove?
Yeah, and also when we have early starting time schools, is also, again, who are being, you know, favored. If we have exams at 8 o'clock in the morning, actually we should place exams early afternoon to create equality between early chronotypes and late chronotypes. So yes, research shows that a later starting time in school means that the teenagers sleep more. So they get more sleep. It's not that they go to bed even later and then are not getting enough sleep. They are getting more sleep. So if you start 1 hour later, they will sleep one more hour. And we know from different studies that it's so important that we get enough sleep. And when we get enough sleep, we can also learn better and perform better.
Absolutely. All right. So I've got just one final question for you, Camille. And that is, what are your three tips for those intermediate and also late risers, but who are forced to fake an early riser? How can they make the case for more chrono inclusion in their workplace?
I think the first step is to become aware of your chronotype and also be yourself and also accept your chronotype, also if you are an intermediate or late chronotype. So that's the first step. And then I recommend to get the daylight just 15 minutes before midday, because our internal clock needs the daylight. We have receptors in our eyes sending signals to our master clock in our brain what time it is in the day. So we need to have contrast between light and darkness. So you need to get outside just 15 minutes. If the sun is shining, you have 100,000 lux. That's the way we measure light. But if you are indoor a whole day, you only have 300 lux. So you need to get contrast between light and darkness. And then the third thing will be also to dare to share your circadian rhythm with your leader. Because maybe your leader is also a late chronotype and have a social acceptance of your rhythm. Share it with your team, because there are a lot of people in your organization. There are more late chronotypes than early chronotypes in our societies, in our organizations. So the first step is also that you dare to share your chronotype when you first had the knowledge about your chronotype and accept your own chronotype. And then get the daylight just 15 minutes before midday, so you have contrast between light and darkness. And then dare to share what chronotype do you have. And you can actually take a test. It's 19 questions. Test your chronotype. And it's also a team exercise you could do. And then what I have seen is the small adjustment in when we are working. It could be even, 30 minutes changed in the way that you're working can improve your health, your well-being, and your productivity.
Fascinating. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Camille. It was very interesting to hear all of that. And of course, I would encourage our listeners to grab a copy of your book, Chrono Leadership, to read more about your insights and also your goals for chrono inclusion. So thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you keep an eye on our social media at Lit Publishing on LinkedIn, X, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for more information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders. See you next time on Lit Radio Podcast.